Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. And right now, this is I want to talk to you guys about the 76ers season preview. You know, there's six topics that I want to discuss. The first one are, what are the two main storylines of the season? Well, the first storyline is the Sixers going from being a tanking team to a team that's actually trying to win games this year. And the goal is to change what used to be a losing culture to a winning culture. And how will they be able to do that? So that's the one thing to really pay attention to. The second storyline is Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid was drafted third overall in the 2014 draft. He's a 7'2" center out of Kansas. However, Joel Embiid missed the last two seasons with broken navicular bones in his right foot. Two of them. He broke it last summer and they broke it the summer before that. So right now is a lot of like caution within the Sixers to see how this guy is going to do. With that being said, he's only going to play 20 to 24 minutes at least at the start of the season, and he's not going to play on back-to-back nights. But he's a key figure to this team, and if as long as he stays healthy, there's a thought that the Sixers will be good down the road. Secondly, let's talk about what is the biggest unknown. Well, the biggest unknown is Embiid's foot. It's, can he remain healthy? Another unknown is that I think runs with that is, when will Ben Simmons return? Ben Simmons is the was the first overall pick in this past draft. He broke, he suffered a Jones fracture in his right foot last month in training camp. And he was supposed to be a big superstar just along the lines as Joel Embiid for the team. But sources have said that he'll be out for 3 months. However, it could be longer just so because the Sixers may want to decide to hold him out just to rest him this year to make sure that he doesn't suffer any lingering injuries. Okay, the third thing that I want to talk about is the player most likely to be thought of differently at the end of the season. That's a great one. I believe that player could be Jared Bayless. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, you know, Jared Bayless is a guy who's always been a role player at his other stops. Right now, playing for the Sixers is providing him an opportunity to be a starter and to be a star. And I think that he is going to be able to get up a lot of shots and do some things. So I think that his image of just being a role player will basically change this year in Philadelphia. If this happened, now the fourth thing is, if this happens, this season will be great. Well, if Robert Covington, who is the small forward, and Hollis Thompson, who is a backup shooting guard, and Nick Stauskas, who's another backup guard, can really be on their game, if they can elevate their game and stick a lot of three-pointers, And just play at a high level, be more consistent than they were in previous seasons, this team will be successful. Now, being successful for the Sixers is probably around 25, 26, 27 wins. So if these guys can do that, the team will be successful. Now, the fifth thing is, if this happens, this season will derail. Well, if Ben Simmons doesn't come back this year, this season will derail. If Joel Embiid suffers a setback with his navicular bone, not only will this season derail, but it seems like the future that the Sixers want to have Will Darrell. Yes, this guy is that important. And lastly, most likely case scenario. Well, the most likely scenario for the Sixers this year is probably running anywhere from 20 to 23 games. And I know you're saying winning 27 games is a success. And so, you know, but I believe that the Sixers winning 20 to 23 is going to be the most likely thing because, yes, they're going to try to win. And what that do is that'll give them probably, you know, 5 more victories than what they had last year. So that puts them at 15. But then it by trying. But then when you factor in that, you know, they got a Gerald Bayless, they have a Gerald Henderson, they have a Sergio Rodriguez, and then you also have Dario Saric who's playing this year, and you have Joel Embiid playing. I believe that this team should be able to win 20 games even without Ben Simmons. But it will be hard for them to win 27 without Ben Simmons. So that is the best case scenario for the Sixers. Thank you for listening to Locked On Sixers.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.